Four have KE8 AVU Stan, KD8 OCT Dave. Are there any other check-ins? Hearing nothing else, we'll move on with the net. I really don't have a topic for this evening. There's only three of us, so why don't we just have us a little round table here and talk about whatever we want to talk about. Stan, KE8 AVU, you can be up first there, my friend.
Well, nobody wants to talk about the weather anymore. I can't blame them on that. But I was just kind of curious. Jewel up in the North End, has anybody ever heard of him up there anymore?
I talked to Joe yesterday on 10 meters, KC8YPD, I assume that's who you're talking about. And when they first did the surgery, they had a little problem with it bleeding and had to spend a little more time than he thought. But he is back home and doing well, which is good. We're all glad that Joe came through that well.
Yeah, that's good. That's the only thing I had to say except my funny stuff. Put the KE8 AVU back in there.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sure a lot of people are interested in that. KD8 OCT, you are up next, my friend. What do you have for us tonight?
NATFC KD8 OCT. Well, only thing I wish I had was a fireplace in this family room that would make it a good night. Oldest grandson's spending the night over here and hasn't done that for a little while, so he's all charged up. He's got the Nintendo rolling and is going to do some boxing on it here, I think. And that was good news. We heard about Joe. I had heard that earlier in the week, and that was good that they made that through that pretty good. Can you hear Grayson in the background, or am I covering him up?
We can hear that happy camper back there. It's good to hear him in there. I like to hear the sound of young kids during the holidays. Kind of spruces things up, and to me, what the holidays are mostly about there, David. Sounds good. Hearing him in there. But you are definitely taking up the majority of it.
All right, because he was about the loudest thing I heard. I had hoped to get on that Santa Claus net. I think it was the 13th year in a row they were running it. It was, I think, 39-16. And they didn't get that thing started every night till real late. They had a real good scheme fixed up to get everybody. You signed up on Facebook, and then they called you. And I'm going to turn it back to you here. I got to turn a fan on this radio. NATFC KD8OCT.
Thank you for that, Dave. I listened to the Santa Claus and that man. Adam both sat here and listened to it for about 2 or 3 hours. That's a pretty nice thing they do. I was enjoying that, especially enjoying hearing the kids talk back to him. That was pretty good. And I could hear both ends of the conversation for about 2 hours there, and then the band started going away a little bit and faded out on me, so I was only hearing one end there for a while, so I kind of gave up on it, but very good. I looked at that, let me buy a nickel here real quick, NATFC. At that QRP transmitter that you sent me a link on, and I like that. I shared that with James, and he and I sat here and talked about it for a pretty good while the other night, and that looks like something I think I could do as well. For $109, if you can get into QRP that cheap, I think I may do that myself. Interesting you could run that. I think they said 10 AA batteries, or maybe it's 8 AA batteries. But 10 watts out, that's pretty cool. I think that I may give that a shot myself. So uh, glad you sent me that link there. So do you have anything else for the net there, Dave?
Yeah, we'll just stick around here. Yeah, when I found that because I was listening to two guys on 40 meters talk one morning, and one of the guys was on that rig, and he was 50 watts in Colorado, and albeit he was sitting on a mountain there, and he was running it portable from the patio of his ski lodge patio, and it was just, it was real clean sounding, and it was real loud. He had an external Tentec, I think it was, 100-watt amplifier hooked up to it, and I was driving it and got out about 50 watts on it, but it was kind of a, it was a unique radio, and then it opened the door there to about a half hour, 45 minutes worth of other guys calling in and asking him questions about the radio. It was just kind of an interesting morning, so thanks for picking up the net. Turn back to you, N8TFC, KD8OCT.
Yeah, I found that real interesting myself, Dave. I think I'm going to get order that kit. I already have a box over here I think it'll fit in. So, and it comes with a little electrolyte mic and everything. Basically everything you need for it right there. So, and that'll be a lot of fun putting together. Of course, it'll take me more than one evening. I'm very slow when it comes to soldering. So, it takes me a while. But it'll be a fun, a fun project. And with that, gentlemen, we are at the bottom of the list. We'll take a standby here and see if there's any more check-ins. We're looking for check-ins for the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Information Net. Are there any more check-ins? Having heard no more check-ins, back to the top of the list we'll go. Staying good here again there this evening. You got anything else for the net there on the 73 round?
Yeah, KE8AVU. Yeah, I just got to think about the OCT. Yeah, I got this fireplace going. I got a propane fireplace, and when I light that thing, the heat goes up. Furnace don't come on, and the only thing it heats is that one room. Most of the time, I gotta leave it off. KE8AVU clear.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Stan. I've actually got a small electric heater here in front of my feet. this evening, I would like to have a fireplace, Jeff. I've sat around a fireplace for a long time. That is going to be well into the future, I'm sure. I got too many other irons in the fire right now for that. But, yeah, this would be a great night for a fireplace, a hot cup of coffee, and sit around and talk on the radio all night. All right, Stan, thank you for your remarks there, and I enjoyed that. And we'll move on down to Dave, KD8OCT. What have you got for the 73 round?
NATSC KD8OCT. Well, I was kind of making a list of things to add to the web update I'm going to do here in the next couple of days. And I'm just pursuing the list of reading up on those and seeing what was out there. We got one coming up in January, so that'll kind of kick off the season, I guess. But nothing else for you guys. As I said, thanks for picking up the net. And, I saw that 2-meter antenna you sent me. Very good. That probably works pretty well. I assume you're hanging it vertically. I'll turn it back to you, Terry. NATFC KD8OCT.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had some old tent poles. I had a tent that was kind of dry run. So I threw the tent part away, but since the poles were made out of aluminum, I hung on to those. And sure enough, they worked out just fine for that thing. It takes about an hour to build, and it was a lot of fun playing with it. So anyway, I appreciate the comments there. And we'll take a quick standby to see if there's any late check-ins for the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club's information net. Are there any more late check-ins? Please call now. Having heard no check-ins, I guess we will call it an evening for the net here. I'd like to thank all the people who checked into this evening's net. Dan, KE8AVU, and Dave, KD8OCT, and me, Mate 3. So, yeah, at least we had a net. I'd like to thank KD8MCS Roger, W8NGA Greg, and KD8WQU Paul for the use of the 145.23 repeater. Our club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. Our email address is swchrc@gmail.com. If there are no more check-ins or information, I will close the net at 8:49 p.m. and return the repeater back to general use.
Anyway, I'm too late, sorry.
Oh, I got you there, Jay. N8YMT. What do you got for us?
I have no clue. I just hopped back in the truck and I forgot you were on.
We are at the 73 round, and we only had three of us in there, and you make four. So we were just kind of talking about whatever came to our mind. You got anything you want to talk about?
Not really. Other than it's cold out, things freezing up and whatnot.
Roger that, Jay. It's cold wood out there, especially in your job, my friend. And now that truck, I'm sure, is no fun.
Oh, man, it's right chilly.
Yeah, it is the season for that. If there's no more check-ins or information, I will close the net now at 8:51 p.m., and we will return the repeater back to general use. This is N8TFC, clear on the WB8MMR 145.23 repeater at 8:51. 73, everybody. I bet when you have to get out of that truck, you are not a happy camper.